Hey, this is Jessie, and you're listening to The Luminary, a collection of stories and conversations where we talk to our peers about how faith and their relationship with God has impacted the challenges they face in college. I hope you enjoy.
And so I came into college not having like a lot of super close friends who were going to CMU with me, but having like people that I knew from like the Bay Area. And that was kind of what became my like foundation here, like at CMU when I was like, a freshman. Like I had like the School of Design class. There was like 36 of us, so it was just kind of like you walk in, you have like 36 new friends, and then I had like the friends that I had made like who were also from the Bay. And so also coming in like in high school, I didn't really have a strong like I believed in God, but I wasn't a very strong practicing faith because my parents are atheists. So like ever since that I didn't go to the Christian school when I was in elementary school, I stopped going to church. I didn't really read the Bible. I didn't go to Awana or like cell groups and whatnot. And so my faith, like, I never like denied the presence of God, but I wasn't really practicing or like getting to know him better. And it wasn't until maybe at the end of first semester where some of the people that I had become friends with in a context like outside of like fellowship and church had started asking me about my faith and also like encouraging me to go to church and like join a fellowship, and were the reasons why I like started going to church again and like joining a fellowship. It was one of my first friends from the Bay Area that I became close to like going to CMU, and also an upperclassman at the time who I met like my first week of school and kind of became someone that I saw very constantly, whether it was before I started going to church till like her like bringing me to church and like fellowship and like now being my discipler. And I feel like that's the thing about relationships, is that the people that I believe that the people who you surround yourself the most, like you become aggregates of them. And you like kind of take like the best parts of what they have to offer, or sometimes like the bad parts of what they have to offer. And I feel like the fact that there are these two people in my life who are like in so close proximity to me has really influenced and been like very good examples in terms of maybe how I should be living my life, or like being more motivated to seek out God and like building those like relationships that will glorify him. And so, yeah, I think it's really good. And I think that I wouldn't have come to the place that I am now if it wasn't happen for them. But it's also, like, I know that, like, even though I have those examples, it's important for me to work through them the most, because they can't, like, tell me to, like, do every step every step that I need to take in order to grow closer in my faith or like grow those relationships. And it's more of like seeing them do the work and like being motivated and like seeing through them like how maybe I should get there. And we kind of talked about this earlier, but you come into college and there are so many different worldviews and people of so many different backgrounds, and you become like a small fish in a really big pond. And I think that's one of the most valuable things in college, because you are able to learn much more like how the world is so much bigger than you might have known, or how there's so many different people with very different cultures and beliefs and whatnot. And I think especially like as a role as designers, it's really important to like not work for ourselves, but like to work for the people that we are tasked to work with and work for. And if anything, like having to slow down and listen to people and really understand them in order to do our work well is something that I feel like God has really been pushing in terms of these past 3 years. And just, I think it's really easy for like the idea of like fellowship, like how we grow closer to other people in order to grow closer to God. Like, I think that's a really valuable thing, but sometimes I feel like it's a dangerous thing in the sense, in the terms that we might get too caught up in ourselves, and like, and when you get caught up in a group like that, like beliefs you have are like mostly the same, and it becomes harder to listen or try to understand people who might come from a very different background. And if you kind of go in with that mindset, it's really hard to get people to change their mind because, like, both sides are so hard-headed, maybe, on, like, what they believe in. And I think that, like, because I've come into a position, like, as a designer and as a Christian, and being in a field where I have to work with other people, like, God has really shown me that, like, you can't do the work that He has set out for you unless you slow down and you are eager to listen to other people's stories and to be able to not impose your own opinions on them, like, right away, in order to really understand, like, other people and where they come from, and hopefully, like, be able to empathize with them more. And I think sometimes it's really easy to kind of, you know, I'm a pretty, like, agreeable person, so I don't like conflict. And so sometimes it's, like, the easy way out is to just, like, agree with them, or, like, do what they want to do, or, like, kind of, like, pick up their habits. And I think that, like, that's also why, like, I keep myself, like, surrounded by people who kind of set or examples of, like, how I should be, so that I'm, like, constantly reminded of, this is the way that maybe you should be more encouraged to act towards. And I think in terms of, like, disagreeing with people, it's, I used to kind of be in denial of, like, oh, like, I don't, I just straight up tell them, like, oh, I don't agree with you, or, like, just avoid the topic and, like, be very passive about it. And now I feel like, as I've kind of matured, like, both in age and in faith, it's important to use those opportunities as, like, a conversation starter about, like, okay, like, wait, why do you believe this? And, like, also try to learn more about how to move those people maybe to faith, and, like, learning how to talk to them, like, be more comfortable talking about my faith to other people in hopes that maybe, like, I can have, like, a more positive impact on them. Yeah, I think I've been going through the catechisms, and there's one question where it's, like, how do we glorify God, or, like, why do we need to glorify God? And I think it was super interesting because the connotation of glorify is, like, to hail praise, like, in the modern world, in the world, is, like, more commonly associated with, like, hailing praise or, like, compliments or giving positive attribution to this figure that we so much respect. And I think that was really confusing to me at first, because I was going into reading this with that connotation and realizing, like thinking about, like, why is God, like, creating people to glorify Him? Like, that's, on a very surface level, it almost seems incredibly, like, demanding, or, like, yeah. So, but then, like, I was talking about this with my discipler, and, like, kind of, like, working through, like, the means of, like, what it really means to glorify God. And, like, one of the simplest things is to be more like Him, so that when you go out in the world, you reflect the qualities of God, and you're able to show people, like, this is what a man or woman of God is like. And I think that was super important in terms of, like, the perspective on, like, the relationships that you have in college. Like, you want to be the light in people's lives, and you want to, like, whether it is, like, verbally, like, showing them, like, the way to God, or, like, just being that constant example in their lives, I feel like is super important, because, like, you can say words, and it's really easy to, like, be like, oh, maybe you should go to Christian. It's not easy to say that, but, like, it's easy just to say, like, oh, this is, like, Christianity, and just to say facts for facts. But I feel like it's also very difficult to really embody, like, Christ constantly. And for people to see that through you, I think it's a really valuable experience, because, again, like, you are aggregates of the people that you spend the most time with. And hopefully, like, if we are to embody Christ and therefore glorify Him, then we may also glorify Him through being a good example to other people. I think, like, the thing that I, like, think I found value the most while being in college in a similar situation was just remembering to surround yourself with people who you look up to, and people who, like, embody qualities that you want to have. Like, I think I was really lucky to come to college and, like, find people who had similar mindset to me, whether that was through, like, faith, like, finding commonalities through faith or work habits or, like, life experiences. And I think that, like, having a stable foundation is really important in terms of how comfortable you feel on, like, expanding your growth and your interest and, like, kind of exploring more of the world around you. And but I also feel like, on the other hand, it's also important to be open and talk to other people that may not necessarily have the same beliefs as you or have things that you slightly disagree about. Because I feel like you need to surround yourself with both in order to really grow as a person and figure out exactly what it is what you believe in. Because you need to have people who affirm your faith, but also have people who challenge your faith, so then you can ask the appropriate questions of, why do I actually believe this? Or, like, and be able to, like, get to know yourself better and be more self-aware. And I think that's something that I've found to be very valuable in the sense of growing my own personal identity, whether that was, like, through Christ or through the work that I'm doing or through, like, my positions in school. Yeah.